shoot me to the moon. I guess I ought to just disappear. I can't go home and I can't stay here. So shoot me to the moon. Shoot me to the moon. Bom, 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 bom. Bom, ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum, bom. Bom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Bom, ba-dum, ba-da-dum, bom. Bom, 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 bom. Bom, ba-dum, bom, bom. Oh, shoot me to the moon. Shoot me to the moon. I guess I ought to just disappear. I can't go home and I can't stay here. So shoot me to the moon. Shoot me to the moon. Oh, shoot me to the moon. Shoot me to the moon. I guess I ought to just disappear. Can't go home and I can't stay here, so shoot me to the moon. Shoot me to the moon.
Good morning. This is Noah and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is another installment of Foxtrot. Thank you all for listening bright and early on this kind of, again, dreary Sunday morning. I appreciate everyone who's listening, tuning in. And without further ado, let's just play some more tunes. Here is some Haley Hendrix.
Fuckers out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger out the window. Inside a jam jar. Morning, and I try my best it's out to get you.
Thank you.
All right. We just listened to For Emma by Bon Iver. Just right before that was Sandy by Alex G. And then right before that was The Bug Collector by Haley Hendrix. I realized that when I turned on that song, I'm pretty sure... Actually, I can't remember if I said we should listen to Alex G or not. If I did, my apologies. I was not thinking correctly. It is early. Love that Bon Iver song, though. I think it is one of just the ultimate sad songs out there. But, you know, when those horns come in, you're just like, oh my god, this is great. Okay. Love to gush about that album. One of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. It's fantastic. I assume you've heard it. If not, check out For Emma Forever Go. It's great. Fantastic. Just want to, you know, say something kind of off the top of my head. But if you like what you're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.com and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help keep it free form. Donating would be great. Please donate. Woo, money. Okay. Let's keep it rolling. Let's listen to some music, and this time I'm going to get it right. Let's play some Father John Misty. Details of our honeymoon. All right, we just listened to Heavy Stones by Chad Van Galen. Just before that was Bold by Jackie Cohen. And right before that was One of Us Cannot Be Wrong by Father John Misty. That Father John Misty song, if you were not aware, is a cover of a terrific Leonard Cohen song. I go back and forth to see which one I like more between the two, between Father John Misty and Leonard Cohen. I think they're both great. I think they excel in producing different feelings with the same material. I don't know. They're both incredible. I would check them both out. They're great. Additionally, I love that song, Bold, by Jackie Cohen. It's so... I don't even know how to explain how much I love it. I think her voice is great. Just the instrumentation is... I keep using terrific and great. They're good. They're good. They're great. Terrific, even. We're about halfway through the hour. Very sad, very sad. But I think that means it's time for a PSA. And today, I have a quick little PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Freeform Radio. And with that, let's keep the tunes rolling. Here is some car seat headrest. Thank you.
There's a bash pit on a thrift store coat that smelled of sauerkraut and clothes. An angry customer's face, confused cause they didn't get the way. It's something they would never allow, but they have to allow. Because this pitiful exchange will be the sole high point of our day. I guess I'll keep on chuckling till there's no more breath in my lungs. And it really doesn't matter at all.
All right. We just listened to Matador by the Buttertones. Just before that was The Chuckler by Proto Martyr. And right before that was Vincent by Car Seat Headrest. That Buttertones song is fantastic. The Buttertones are one of those bands where it's like, I wish I didn't know how good of a people you were, because they're not great people. Willful ignorance on that one. Who's to say? Again, all those tracks are, as I've been saying this entire hour, terrific. Don't really have much else to say, so I'm going to keep the music flowing. Let's keep it rolling, as it were. Let's keep the music on Foxtrot going. Here's some Julia Jacklin.
Loving you. Someone found the future as a statue in a fountain, and attention looking backward in a pool of water. Wishes with a blue songbird on his shoulder, who keeps singing over everything. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Song and found my picture in the paper. The reflection in the water showed an Iron Man still trying to salute people from a time when he was everything he's supposed to be. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me.
Okay, that was Everything Means Nothing to Me by Elliot Smith, and just before that was Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacklin. I am sorry for ending on this show on such a downer. Those songs are not the happiest in the world. Elliot Smith's song, I'm not going to act like I'm some Elliot Smith connoisseur, but I think that's my favorite one by him. It's good. Julia Jacklin, also good. Terrific. Great, as I've said. They call her country. Don't really know why. She kind of sounds southern, I guess. I like that country is just like, if you have an accent, they're like, yeah, sure, your country. I don't know. I think it's funny. Again, thank you all for joining me today on another wonderful installment of Foxtrot. It was wonderful to have you here. I feel like we really bonded in this hour. I'll see y'all in a few weeks. And let's close out this show on a little bit of a high note. Let's listen to who else but some Beach House. All right. Farewell, y'all.